Hey, Freedom Seeker, welcome back to the Freedom Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm your host and business mentor, Lindsay Sutherland, and it's Friday. Woohoo! I've got a question for you. What if you're on the fence, like you've been thinking about starting your online business and you're tuning in all this week, you're taking notes, you're doing all the things. There's one thing I challenge you to do this weekend, and that's to start. And I'm going to give you the exact step to take here as we get started. But first, let me just talk about the overthinking challenge. Something that I see happens to so many people. We get this inspiration, this like clarity about what we want to do. And then we just kind of think on it and wait on it and talk ourselves out of it. And I don't want that to happen to you, because every day that you wait is one more day you're not stepping into your freedom. One more day that you're going through the struggles that are inspiring you for change. And what will happen is, and I know from experience, you will have this like pressure build up inside of you and mount to the point where it becomes forced on you. Your current situation can become so overwhelming and frustrating that you just can't bear to stay in it anymore. It is so much easier if you have the chance to just start in a comfortable space. But so often when we're comfortable, we don't start. So let's solve that problem today. All right, thanks for being with me. Don't miss an episode. Subscribe to this show on whatever podcast player you prefer and follow me on Facebook and Instagram. Look, I get it. Everyone's journey into entrepreneurship is different. And for me, it was forced. That pressure cooker had been cooking for a while. And of course, then COVID came and just set that temperature gauge over boiling to the point where I didn't have a choice. I had to quit my job. I didn't get a runway. I didn't get to have the chance of overthinking things or taking a year to build in my spare time. Like, oh, that was not an option. But if you're in a position where you have a stable career and a good paycheck and the option to build in your spare time, I love that for you. I want that for you. I want you to stay in that position. But the only thing I ask, the only challenge I give is don't let that comfort keep you stuck. You have a safety net right now, the comfortable job or the ability to wait until the timing is better. But look, it's not going to get better. The timing is now. If it's on your heart to build an online business, that's all the answer you need right now. The next steps will put themselves in order as you take action. And really, my friend, that is literally what I'm saying to you today. But more than that, I want to show you what action to take to help you navigate this journey so you can build traction and not just start and stop. That's what's important. Let me guess what's holding you back. Maybe you're thinking your idea isn't good enough, or what if nobody wants what I'm offering, or I don't even know how to put it all together yet. Like my brain cannot even see that outcome yet. It's okay not to know all the pieces of the puzzle before you take the first step. If you can see the first rung, that's all you need for today. So start by just giving yourself permission to take that first step and commit to yourself. Commit to building an online business. My friend, that is literally the first step. If you could do that right now, listening to me on this podcast, okay? Commit to your goal, commit to your dream. And then give yourself permission to get clear. Everything starts with clarity. And it starts with clarity about what problem you're solving, who you need to help that needs that problem solved, and will they actually pay for it? That becomes your first like action item beyond the commitment. And that is literally something you can outline this weekend. I created a free training and it's called How to Test If Your Idea is a Winner Before You Start. It's 35 minutes. That's it. It's a short video, but I show you exactly how to validate your idea and how to get some clarity about your idea before you even build anything. You can literally take the guessing out. That's the best part. I mean, there's still trial and error. There's still testing, but when you can do the testing with strategy behind it, it's not just a hope and a prayer. That was my solution, a wing and a prayer. It actually becomes more strategic, which I didn't learn until much later how to do that. And that's what I want for you. I want you to have that strategy from the beginning. It'll actually make things go a lot more easy, and you will have much less chance of burning out. So just clarify, just get some confidence, just get knowing that you're on the right track. And it's easy to get that 35-minute training video. You just simply text the word freedom to 55444 and I'll send it to you right now. Watch it this weekend, take notes, get clear. It's literally that easy. Okay, let's talk about commitment. Commitment means you are unwavering in your decision to pursue this endeavor. It doesn't mean you have to commit to the how. You don't have to know all the things to do to get yourself there. You only need to know that you're going to have an earnest effort, all right? And that earnest effort can start simply by watching a 35-minute video. It's that easy. Take your notes and see where it leads you. It's exciting, honestly. Get into the excitement of it. I remember when we were moving here from Arizona, it was so scary. I had never moved anywhere else in my life. Lived in Arizona, born and raised. Not only were we moving to another place, I had never been here. I literally bought a house without, we came and looked at the house, but I didn't know the community. I didn't know any people. I didn't have a job lined up. It was a complete leap. Now, clearly I am built from a specific type of cloth that is okay with just taking those leaps. But what I did to program my subconscious mind was I told myself this is an adventure. I had to do that for my kids as well, because it was scary for them too. And I want you to consider that too. This whole online pursuit, this seeking of your freedom, think of it as an adventure, like you're in a story and the story is unfolding each time you turn the page. Okay, you can do it. And this weekend, the first page is just about watching a 35-minute video and making a commitment to yourself. Okay? All right, my dear friends, I'm so grateful you tuned in today. Until next time, I'll see you Monday. Bye for now. Hey, it's Lindsay, and I want to pop in here because I know how overwhelming it can be to get started building an online business. I've even spoken with people who've paid thousands of dollars for help from people who are truly experts in this, and they're still feeling confused about what direction is right for them or if their idea is even a good one. Listen, you don't have to guess or pray or hope or any of that. There is a way to test the market to ensure your idea is a good one so you can launch with confidence. And that's exactly what I show you in this simple 35-minute video training. I keep it simple because I know you already have so much swirling around in your brain. I'm not here to add more confusion because what you need right now is clarity. And that's what's in store for you in the short training called How to Tell If Your Idea Will Be Profitable. Access the video right now by texting the word freedom to 55444. Stop guessing and start taking strategic action. Text freedom to 55444. All right, back to the show.